In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We are in the midst of Eastertide, that period of time after Easter Sunday. It's the season of Kingdom Come, the time when Jesus Christ's resurrection marks our salvation. It is a time of rejoicing, thus the white vestments, of celebration and joy. And a time to say that God's kingdom is revealed here on earth. And yet our world seems to have very little of divinity in it. It seems to be a place more of war at its worst and incivility at its most common, of an ever-increasing gulf between those who have wealth and power and those who have neither, of misuse of God's creation for our short-term pleasure without a mind for the impact it will have for generations to come. Where is the resurrection majesty in this world? Where is the kingdom come? Jesus weeps. But this pattern of forgetting the gift of the resurrection is sadly not new. War is not new. Economic disparity is not new. Destruction of God's beautiful earth is not new. We seem not to learn from our mistakes, even though Jesus gave us very clear instructions to heal our relationship with God and with each other. But we sit here on Sunday morning, good Christians that we are, because we want to live as resurrection people. We want to be the people that God created us to be. We want to be a part of bringing the kingdom to the world. The good news is that we are here. And together we might learn how to do this. In John's epistle, he makes it clear that we should not just talk the talk, as the saying goes, about love and care. We should walk the walk. We should live our lives in love. John says, "How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help?" And yet many seem to have forgotten that. We live in a world where Ayn Rand's view of the primacy of individual wants and needs trumps generosity. We live in a time when care is taken to protect the wealth of those who already have more than they need, and the ones who have great need are left to fend for themselves. And not only do we fail them, sometimes we even revile them, saying that they should pull themselves up by their bootstraps, or that they're lazy, or they could find a job if they really tried hard enough. And in some cases, that may be true. But we also know that there are people who are out of work because their company downsized, and at the age of 59, no one is going to hire them. There are people who worked in a job with certain skills that are no longer necessary, and they don't have the resources to be retrained. There are people who are sick enough that they cannot hold a regular job, but Social Security will not approve their disability benefit. And some of them sit in these pews, although you may not know it. John says our way should be a different way. have something of an idea of this, don't we? Why else would we be working to stock the shelves at Lamb's Basket or make sandwiches on a Saturday morning for the homeless or prepare in a couple of weeks to welcome homeless guests through Caritas? We understand that this is our way as Christians. John said it. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Laying down our lives in this time and this place may not be dying for one another, as Jesus did, but it may be living our lives in such a way that we lay down our wants and needs until after we have served another's wants or needs. And we do this because we recognize the great gift of love, that gift of love from God moving in us and through us. If we're grateful for God's love, for Jesus' laying down his own life to redeem us for our sins, we can do no less. The love we get causes us to want to give love. We cannot give our love back to God directly. We can only give it back through God's creatures, all of God's creation. We can only give it back by offering to others the love that we've received. And that brings me back to the world that we live in. And the many ways, sadly, that we fall short. Because if we truly believe that God loves us and God expects that we share that love, we must believe that the rest of creation, all of God's creation, animal, vegetable, mineral, human, all of it, are all part of God's circle of love. No one and no thing stands outside of the circle. God loves it all. And if the world as we now live sets up systems in which some of God's creatures and some of God's creations are shoved outside of the circle of love and favor, and if we tolerate those systems, then we do not belong within the circle of God's love and favor. We should be ejected from it because we have forgotten how to love as God loves us. In his essay entitled An Experiment in Love, Martin Luther King Jr. reminds us how love can change the world. He describes love in action, which is creative, generative, healing. That kind of love, he says, is an overflowing love, which is purely spontaneous, unmotivated, groundless, and creative. It's not set in motion by any quality or function of its object. It is the love of God operating in the human heart. If we want to talk the talk about loving the world as God loves each of us, we need to keep on walking the walk. We need to put down our wants and needs for a moment and pick up the wants and needs of a troubled world and respond to them. And we know that. So here's your assignment for the coming week. It's going to sound a little crazy, but it's okay. You can do it. Worry a little less about fixing up your relationship with God. Boy, that doesn't sound like something you hear preached very often. Worry a little less about fixing yourself to correct your relationship with God Instead, fix the brokenness in your part of the world with love and with care. And whatever needs correcting in your own heart will be cured. I guarantee it. Lay down your lives and your wants and your questions. Lift up the lives of others who have less than you do. The broken ones, the broken places. And it will be a kingdom moment. God's love will be moving in you and will be you. And will come back to you more than you could ever imagine. Amen.